Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Culture Map by Aaron Meyer is a practical guide to navigating the hidden rules that shape how people communicate, lead, disagree, and build trust across borders. Written for a world where teams and clients are increasingly international, the book helps readers move beyond stereotypes and instead recognize predictable patterns in business behavior that vary by culture. Meyer, a professor at INSEAD, frames cultural differences through a set of comparative scales that make it easier to diagnose what is happening when collaborations feel confusing or frustrating. Rather than treating culture as a list of do and do not tips for each country, the approach emphasizes context, relative positioning, and adaptation. Readers learn why direct feedback may be valued in one environment and seen as rude in another, why some cultures decide by consensus while others defer to the boss, and why trust can be built through results or through relationships. The result is a toolkit for clearer collaboration and fewer costly misunderstandings. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, mapping culture through 8 practical scales. A core contribution of the book is its framework of cultural scales that translate fuzzy ideas about national culture into observable workplace behaviors. Instead of labeling a country as good or bad at communication, the scales compare where groups tend to fall relative to others, which matters because misunderstandings often arise from contrast. The model covers areas such as low context versus high context communication, direct versus indirect negative feedback, egalitarian versus hierarchical leadership, consensual versus top-down decision-making, task-based versus relationship-based trust, confrontational versus avoiding disagreement. This structure helps readers diagnose specific friction points. For example, a meeting that feels unproductive because some participants expect a detailed agenda while others prefer open exploration, or a project that stalls because one side waits for clear authority while the other expects debate and alignment. The scales also teach an important lesson: cultural behavior is situational and shifting. People adapt to organizational norms, professional training, and global experience. The framework is therefore most useful as a conversation starter and a hypothesis generator, helping teams build shared language, compare expectations, and deliberately choose working agreements that reduce confusion and improve execution. Secondly, communication and feedback across direct and indirect styles. The book highlights how easily teams misread each other when they assume their own communication style is neutral. In low-context cultures, meaning is carried mostly by explicit words, so clarity and repetition can be seen as professional. In high-context cultures, much of the meaning lives in what is implied, who is speaking, and what is left unsaid, so bluntness may feel simplistic or aggressive. This difference becomes especially sharp in negative feedback. Some environments prioritize candor and separate ideas from people, expecting criticism to be specific and direct. Others protect harmony and status, using softer language, positive framing, and hints that require interpretation. Meyer explains that neither approach is inherently better. Each is linked to values such as efficiency, face-saving, or relationship preservation. Practical implications follow. A manager may need to slow down, listen for understatement, and confirm understanding when working with indirect communicators. Conversely, when working with direct communicators, it helps to be explicit and not assume that politeness will be understood as a message. The discussion encourages readers to adjust tone, choose the right channel, clarify expectations about critique, and create feedback norms that allow improvement without unintended offense. Thirdly, leadership, hierarchy, and how authority is perceived. The culture map examines why leadership behaviors that inspire in one place can fail elsewhere. In more egalitarian cultures, leaders are expected to be approachable, decisions are often challenged, and informality signals openness. In more hierarchical cultures, clear distance between levels may indicate respect, titles matter, and employees may wait for direction rather than volunteering disagreement. The book shows how these expectations influence everyday moments, such as whether to call a senior executive by first name, how to run a meeting, or how to interpret silence after a proposal. A leader who invites debate may be viewed as weak or indecisive in a setting where authority should be exercised, while a leader who gives firm instructions may be viewed as controlling in a setting where empowerment is the norm. Meyer also emphasizes that hierarchy interacts with other dimensions like communication and disagreement. A culture can be hierarchical yet comfortable with open debate, or egalitarian yet indirect. Understanding the specific mix helps leaders avoid simplistic assumptions. The practical takeaway is to adapt visible signals of leadership, clarify decision rights, and create culturally intelligent routines so that respect, accountability, and initiative can coexist across the team. Fourthly, decision-making and alignment in global teams. International work often breaks down not because people disagree on goals, but because they follow different processes for reaching agreement. The book distinguishes between consensual decision-making, where broad alignment is built before action, and top-down decision-making, where authority figures decide and others execute. In a consensual environment, meetings may be used to surface objections, test alternatives, and build commitment. This can look slow to outsiders, but once a decision is made, implementation may move quickly because buy-in is already secured. In a top-down environment, decisions can be made rapidly, but execution may depend on clear instruction and acceptance of the chain of command. Problems arise when one side expects debate and the other expects deference, or when participants assume that a meeting is for final decisions while others treat it as information gathering. Meyer encourages readers to make the process explicit: who decides, who must be consulted, and what counts as agreement. She also addresses the importance of sequencing, for example, socializing an idea privately before a formal meeting in cultures where public disagreement is discouraged. With these adjustments, teams reduce rework, limit political surprises, and speed up delivery. Lastly, trust, disagreement, and time. The hidden operating system beyond communication and authority, the book explores three forces that quietly shape collaboration: how trust is built, how conflict is handled, and how time is managed. In some cultures, trust is task-based and grows through reliability, competence, and results. In others, trust is relationship-based and grows through personal connection, shared meals, and demonstrated loyalty. Misunderstandings occur when one side pushes straight to business while the other needs rapport first, or when relationship building is dismissed as inefficiency. The book also distinguishes between confrontational and avoiding approaches to disagreement. Some teams see debate as healthy and separate conflict from personal respect, while others prioritize harmony and may signal dissent indirectly or outside the group. Finally, time orientation differs. Linear time cultures value punctuality, fixed agendas, and one thing at a time, while flexible time cultures may prioritize adaptability, interruptions, and evolving plans. Meyer shows how these dimensions interact in real projects affecting scheduling, negotiation, and problem-solving. The practical value is learning to interpret behavior more accurately, design working norms that fit the team mix, and choose when to adapt or when to explain and hold boundaries so collaboration stays respectful and productive. In conclusion, this book is best suited for managers, executives, HR and L&D professionals, consultants, entrepreneurs, and anyone who works with international colleagues, clients, or suppliers. It is also valuable for professionals relocating abroad or leading remote teams where cultural cues are harder to read. The benefit to a reader's life is both practical and personal. It reduces costly workplace misunderstandings while building empathy and flexibility. By offering a structured way to interpret behavior, the book helps readers respond with curiosity rather than frustration, improve feedback conversations, run meetings that actually align people, and create trust faster across cultural divides. It can also boost career growth by strengthening cross-border leadership credibility. Compared with many similar books that provide country checklists or broad cultural generalizations, The Culture Map stands out for its usable diagnostic framework and its emphasis on relative comparison. The scales help readers pinpoint which difference is causing friction and what adjustment is most likely to work. That makes the book worth buying for anyone who wants a repeatable tool, not just anecdotes, to manage multicultural complexity with confidence and respect. If you would like to support Aaron Meyer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.